cattle futures gained back some traction Tuesday. Restaurant visits continued to improve overall, but dine-in and on-premises dining continued to struggle compared to pre-pandemic times. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 29th of September. Short covering and lower corn futures helped feeder cattle futures mostly rebound from the previous day's pressure. They closed an average of a dollar higher. Live cattle futures closed mixed from an average of 17 cents lower in four contracts to an average of 39 cents higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on very light demand in all major feeding regions through Tuesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Fed cattle prices last week on a live basis were at $123 to $124 a hundredweight. Dress trade was $198 in Nebraska and at $194 to $198 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.14 lower Tuesday afternoon at $301.56 a hundredweight. Select was 3 cents lower at $274.35. Corn futures closed 5 to 7 cents lower through new crop contracts and then 2 cents lower to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 9 to 10 cents lower. I had results from just one weekly Tuesday sale to report at press time. Through mid-session, steer and heifer calves weighing less than 700 pounds sold $2 to $4 lower at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri. Steers and heifers weighing more than 700 pounds traded steady to $3 higher. There were an estimated 3,500 head on offer. Spiking Treasury yield rates and the congressional budget stalemate weighed on equity markets Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 569 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 90 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 423 points. Despite bad weather and the Delta variant spread, consumer online and physical restaurant visits in August continued to recover from last year's steep declines, according to the NPD Group. U.S. restaurant traffic increased by 5% over the 10% decline in August of last year, but was still 5% less than the pre-pandemic level in August of 2019. Larger average check sizes drove a 13% increase in dollars compared to a year ago, and 3% more than the same month 2 years ago, according to NPD's daily tracking of the U.S. restaurant industry. Overall, the state of the U.S. restaurant industry today reflects the steady state of the home-centric lifestyle that has us eating more meals at home, says David Porta-Latin, NPD food industry advisor. He explains this behavior predates the pandemic and will continue into the foreseeable future. To meet the needs of today's restaurant customers, restaurant operators need to think about getting meals and snacks into the home. Quick service restaurant visits, which represent most U.S. restaurant traffic, were down 3% in August compared to August of 2019, but were up 2% versus the same time last year. Visits to full service restaurants declined by 9% this August compared to the same month 2 years ago, and increased by 20% versus the 25% decline in August of last year. While restaurant visits improved overall, dine-in or on-premises traffic continues to struggle compared to pre-pandemic levels. Dine-in visits were down 34% in August compared to 2 years earlier. Drive-thru visits rose by 11% in August compared to August 2019 and represented 41% of off-premises visits for the month. Finally, although digital ordering has grown by triple digits since the pandemic began, non-digital orders represented 85% of all restaurant orders in August. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 29th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.